Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Acharei Mot, After Dying. Week 29, 6th Aliyah. None of you shall approach any one of his close relatives to uncover nakedness. I am the Lord. You shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness while she is in her menstrual uncleanness, and you shall not lie sexually with your neighbor's wife, and so make yourself unclean with her. Leviticus 18, verse 6, Leviticus verses 19 and 20. What does uncover someone's nakedness mean? Sexual intercourse is only allowed between a man and a woman who have entered the covenant of marriage before pertinent authorities during the days in which the woman is not unclean with her period. The marriage covenant is not allowed among close relatives. When the Torah speaks of forbidden relations, it doesn't mean only lying with someone with whom it is not allowed, but also to uncover their nakedness. This teaches us that it is forbidden not only to have intercourse with people in this category, but also to look at them naked. Pornography is forbidden for everyone. This matches with the teachings of Yeshua that says, "You have heard that it was said, 'Do not commit adultery.' But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell." Matthew 5, verse 27 through 30. When a rabbi says, "You have heard that it was said," he's not citing the Torah, but the interpretation that the rabbis have made of the Torah. Then he gives his own interpretation of the Torah's teachings, as his father had given him. The one who neglects or rejects the Jewish context may interpret the words of Yeshua as if he were saying that he came to change the Torah, which can't be true because in that same chapter he said he didn't come to change anything, Matthew 5, verses 17 through 19. What he came to do was to explain what the Torah teaches, what was in the heart of the Eternal when he dictated the words to Moshe. This Aliyah's context matches well with the words of the rabbi. It is not only forbidden to lie with one who is not your wife, but also to look at her lustfully. May the Eternal help us keep our eyes and bodies clean from all moral impurity, to be able to be presented without blemish to the Messiah when he comes. Amen.